broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, we're back, and we had a little hiatus that sort of occurred. First, there was a problem with the website. Then we moved, and when you have to take the whole studio down and then reconfigure it, of course, something always gets fouled up or lost or whatever, no matter how careful you try to be. And then for like the last 4 weeks, Ben and I have sat down to do this show, and something each week went wrong to preclude us from actually being able to do the program. But here we are, Baruch Hashem, God Sadaik, and as we say, we're here. Ben is with me this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're going to be getting this program underway. And this morning is sort of on the leftover side of things. We've got some stuff left over. We were going to come back on with Shabbos Nachamu, so I want to leave these couple selections because they're very nice and they're a good way to get started. And we hope to be here, God willing, every week. We have a few weeks of regular programming. Then we'll start the five holiday shows coming up later on in the month. But for right now, let's settle back and enjoy. Here is Safam, recorded back in 1993. Words from the first of the seven Haftorahs of Consolation, recited on Shabbos Nachamu after Tisha B'Av. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, the prophet says, be comforted, my people. Here's the great group Safam, recorded back in 1993.
Speak to the heart, Jerusalem.
Recorded back in 1993, the great group Safam, the best, as Ben always says.
Oh, yeah.
They're 12 out of 10 in anything that they put their hand to in the 20, almost 30-odd years that they were together. Really, really great, great selections. Now, here's a nice selection from the New York School of Jewish Song, one of these Hasidic kids choirs that was all the rage back in the 70s and 80s. And this is four lines from the Haftorah, which is read on the afternoon of a fast day. So, of course, this was read on Tisha B'Av. And, of course, in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, things start to lighten up a little bit. You can sit in a regular chair. You can do a little work if you have to, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, Mincha comes and you put your tallis and tefillin on, and it all gets to be very nice. As you know, it's going to come to an end. And words of encouragement and hope for the end of the fast day. Kiva Simcha V'Seitzeon, for in joy and gladness shall you go forth and go forward. Very, very nice words at that. Hear the New York School of Jewish Song, recorded back in 1975.
Oh,
recorded back in 1975. They're the very fine New York School of Jewish Song and Kiva Simcha from the Haftorah, which is read on a fast day. Well, one of the things also that happens after, you know, Tisha B'Av and all the 3 weeks is over, weddings are back in business. So how about something from the wedding blessings?
Okay.
Here is Zisa Schmelzer, who is definitely a mishpacha to Lippa Schmelzer. I'm not sure if it's his dad or his uncle, but definitely in the family. This recorded back in 1984, so assume maybe it's his dad. Here from the wedding blessings, Sameach to Samach. Take a listen.
Yeah.
And they recorded back in 1984, there is Issa Schmelzer. It started off with Sameach to Sameach from the Wedding Blessings, and then as is their wont, they segued into Tov Lahodos Lashem, and it's good to give thanks to the Lord from Psalm 92, which of course recited on Shabbos, and hope very much enjoyed it. Very talented musical family there, Ben. We've got to figure out how this is related to Lippa Schmelzer, who's been getting it done for a long time now.
Sure there is a relationship somewhere.
Absolutely. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got his first selection this morning on the program, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, look, we're talking about musical families. Here is one of those Israeli musical families, the Elbazes, and this is Benny Elbaz with a nice song called Shema Yisrael.
שומע הכאב עולה מתוך הנשמה אדם נופל לפני שהוא שוקע בתפילה קטנה חותכת הדממה שמע ישראל אלוקי אתה נחנה לי שערי שמיים היושב שם בבומים המתר לי ברכתך כמיים להרבות את צימוני כל בקשתי זה ילד לא רוצה כסף או זהב מתבלל לזה הפל ענה אלי אלה תחדל מתבלל לזה הפל ענה אלי אלה תחדל בשירי יש תפילה ענה זקן יל בילד בטרם חדה לחיות ארנה לי את זה הפלא בשירי יש תפילה ענה זקן יל בילד בטרם חדה לחיות ארנה לי את זה הפלא ממעמקים קראתיך בימים ובלילות זה אני עבדך רק אראה לי את האור תן לי לחוז בילד להביט בין הבזקות להנחותו בתורתך ולגדלו אף לנות להנחותו בתורתך גנדלו אף לנו בשירי יש התפילה ענה זקן יל וילד בטרם חדה לחיות ארנה לי את זה הפל בשירי יש התפילה ענה זקן יל וילד בטרם חדה לחיות ארנה לי את זה הפלא ענה זקן יל וילד בטרם חדה לחיות ארנה לי את זה הפל בשירי יש התפילה ענה זקן יל וילד בטרם חדה לחיות ארנה לי את זה הפל בטרם חדה לחיות ארנה לי את זה הילד.
And there you had it, that one, a nice one by Benny Elbaz of the Israeli Elbaz family, and that one, a nice song called Shema Yisrael.
Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. Here on the 78 groove is a real swinging arrangement of a sort of a Jewish-American standard back in that era, a song called Mazel, which most of the lyrics were in English, and there's been a lot of recordings of it. Here's a great one recorded back in 1949 by Art Mooney and his orchestra, vocals by the Galley Sisters, and Art Mooney was one of the big band leaders back in that era, and a great arrangement of Mazel recorded for MGM out in Hollywood back in 1949.
Mazel, Mazel.
You gotta have a little muzzle, 'cause muzzle means good luck. And with a little muzzle, you'll always have a buck. So if you have no muzzle, and though you're on the ball, you try and try and can't get by, you beat your head against the wall. Don't ever try to figure why you seem to be
be the blame. Let's stop for half a million and can't even write their name. You gotta have a little muscle and you never will get stuck. Cause with a little muscle, you'll always have good luck.
Now if you want a little muscle, here's what you have to do. Just sing this song and smile along.
Good luck to you. So if you have no muscle and you're heading for a fall, try and can't get by, so why? Don't we all? Don't you ever try to figure why you seem to be the blame. That some folks have a million and can't even write their name. No!
You gotta have a little muscle and you never will get stuck. Cause with a little muscle, you'll always have good luck.
And you never will get stuck. Cause with a little muscle, you'll always have good luck. Aye, 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 muscle top.
Muscle
means good luck. Go
recorded back in 1949 for MGM out in Hollywood. There, Art Mooney and his orchestra and the Galley Sisters on the vocal in a great swinging arrangement of a Jewish American post-war classic, Mazel Means Good Luck, and hope you enjoyed it this week on the 78 Groove. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here's another nice one by a group that we have liked to feature. This is the Mesefta of Waterbury, and that's a nice song called Alenu.
Shemecha
There you had it, the Waterbury Misefta on that one. A nice version of Aleno.
Very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the first half cantorial. So Ben played a Shema Yisroel a little bit before, and here is the cantorial version of the Shema Yisroel. Now, actually, this is a later Shema. This is the one from the Kedusha of the Musaf Davening and sung by the great Chazan Sal Zim, recorded back in 1979 with the orchestra of the late Bob Reiserman. And Sal Zim still getting it done, Ben, to this very day. Yeah. He's been a fixture in Jewish music for well over the past half century. It's amazing. They keep on going, he and Brother Paul, and it's very, very nice to see. This Shema Yisrael was added into the davening later on during the reign of the evil king Yezdegerd II, who forbid the recitation of the Shema, the oneness of God's name, and had spies in the shul to make sure that nobody said it. So then after the spies left, Jews, being resourceful when they have to, put it in a shortened version of it into the Musaf service. And even after King Yezdegerd II did everybody a favor and died, they still left it in the davening where it remains to this day. So here a great orchestral and cantorial arrangement of the Shema Yisroel. Here's the great Chazan Sal Zim.
Okay, no. Oh, vie et nous, ô mal cœur et nous, ô mon chien et nous, ô elle au cœur et nous, ô vie et nous, ô mal cœur et nous, mon chien.
Shine, 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 shine. והוא ישמיענו ברחמיו שייניס ברחמיו ברחמיו שייניס שייניס ויעני כל חייל ליאוס לבוכם ליאוס לבוכם ליאוס לבוכם ליאוס
Recorded back in 1979, there, the great Sol Zim getting it done as only he could with a beautiful concert piece there for the Shema Yisrael from the Musaf Davening. Some voice, huh, Ben?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and like I say, still getting it done. I think that he davens somewhere in Florida right now, but very, very nice and very enjoyable here for the first half cantorial. Well, let's continue now with more first half Ben. So here he is with his next selection here on the program.
All right, we're going to continue with some more nice music. Here is a nice one by Benny Friedman, and this is a song called Hakol Milamala.
לכל מה שקורה איתי, כל מה שקורה איתך יש סיבה ומי שמסובב אותה רק לרצות, רק לראות יש פה השכחה גדולה גם אם לא מסתדר לך, גם אם לא נראה לך יש סיבה יש מי שמסובב אותה, אל תתעלם רק תתבונן, מה זה מסמן לך הכל מלמעלה, כל מה שקורה לך עצום עיניים, תראה בכל מצב את הבא בשמיים והוא רואה אותך, והוא אוהב אותך תמיד שומר מלמעלה גם אם קצת קשה לך מלמעלה הוא תמיד איתך ואם רק תתבונן דקה אחת או שתיים תראה בכל דבר סימן מהשמיים והוא רואה אותך, והוא הולך איתך תמיד שומר מלמעלה תמיד זה קל לראות, הסיבות נעלמות, אבל תזכור יש מי שמסובב אותן, זה לא אני, גם לא אתה יש פה השכחה גדולה בכל מצב שבא לך, כל מה שקורה איתך, רק תדע יש אבא שדואג לך, אל תתעלם רק תתבונן, מה הוא מסמן לך הכל מלמעלה, כל מה שקורה לך עצום עיניים תראה בכל מצב את הבא בשמיים והוא רואה אותך והוא אוהב אותך תמיד שומר מלמעלה גם אם קצת קשה לך מלמעלה הוא תמיד איתך ואם רק תתבונן דקה אחת או שתיים תראה בכל דבר סימן מהשמיים והוא רואה אותך והוא הולך איתך תמיד שומר
Hey! בשמיים והוא רואה אותך והוא אוהב אותך תמיד שומר מלמעלה גם אם קצת קשה לך מלמעלה הוא תמיד תמיד איתך ואם רק תתבונן דקה אחת או שתיים תראה בכל דבר סימן מהשמיים והוא רואה אותך והוא הולך איתך תמיד שומר
And there you had it, Benny Friedman. That one, a nice song called
A little different Hakol. Style for him this time.
Yeah, it was a different style for him. That one called Hakol, Milamala.
Very nice at that. Well, let's go back now. A little old school Mordechai Ben-David. Okay. So after he really rocketed to success back in the late 1970s with a series of Hasidic albums, and there always was the selection in Yiddish on there, and then he came out with an album in 1982 of all Yiddish songs, and it was very, very well received. And here's a nice one called Mashiach Kim Tzifurim, which means that the Messiah is coming and traveling to us, and what people will do when the Messiah comes, how they will all pack their bags and be taken, you know, on the wings of eagles to the Holy Land and all the good stuff that'll happen when the Messiah gets here. It's a very nice song in Yiddish by Mordechai Ben-David, Mashiach Kim Tzifurim.
Schoben, zwei schöne Wassertoben Sie kommen erst von oben In Gitter neues Mahat Sie weckt die schlechte Juren Es ist ein Rupp der Zorn Moscheeach kommt zu fuhren Es du in Tönnstu Der schießt mit sein Schichel Der Becke mit sein Kichel Wird ruhig sitzen, wenn das wird geschehen Der Träger mit sein Päckel Der Stoller mit sein Häckel Der Seucher handelt wie gut nicht geschehen Wir können es nicht erklären Im Verzittet werden alle mit der Mut A Kohl schreit und an Neufer Mendele des Seufer Sog das ist der Schäufer Er der kennt den Kohl Ich wolle ziehen Goye Hele der wird nicht spuhl Der Rebbe heißt der Greiten Baut den Weg Aber sich nicht jugen Was mentit vermogen Was ist neidig am Packen im Päck Zusammenkloppen die Kinder, alle bei der Tier In den Packen Seder, ein bisschen wäsch mit Kleider Auch nehmt mit da jeder, ein bisschen Geschirr Der Tate packt den Talles, die Mama packt dich alles Die Kinder, alle Spielzeug mit dem Bär Es tut ein bisschen Regen, als ein Gräus von Megen Lassen fertig, goye Mäuse schwer Hand unter dem Stecken, in sein ganz Vermögen, dem Talesäckel noch. Es liegen dort die Twillen, als Sidden mit der Tillem, der Tabak mit der Brille, das ist alles gut. Die Bulle ziehen Goye, keiner zieht Ruhe, Mashiach gibt schon Lammer alle gehen. Das Heilige Land befreien, in dem Bund banaien, ein neues Leben, mei wie fein geschehen. Euch ist schon im Kart, mein Nige Jois. Ay kishun im kad noy niyos.
They recorded back in 1982 there, Mordechai Ben-David and Mashiach Kim Tzifurim, the Messiah comes and travels to us. And they were selections written by Rabbi Yom Tov Ehrlich, who was a survivor of the Holocaust and wrote all these Yiddish Hasidic songs after he arrived in America. They were never really widely available outside of the Hasidic communities, especially in New York. And that Mordechai Ben David did a lot. So did Avram Fried in bringing these compositions to the wider public as they became more famous. But a very nice song. He says in Yiddish there, Ben, he said that the Rebbe, has everything he needs is in his talis bag. He has his talis, his tefillin, his Sefer Tehillim, his Book of Psalms, his tobacco, and his glasses. And he is ready to travel to the Holy Land. So very, very nice song. Like I say, these songs were very, very deep meaning by someone who had suffered so terribly in the Holocaust and then wrote songs about faith in the years after until he passed away some years ago. So hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, let's get in one more before the mid-break. We'll start off with the Comedy Corner. Here are the Yeatles, which is a group who started out singing spoofs of Beatles songs, and we played some of their stuff, and they contacted us, which was really cool. The members of the group still living in the New York, New Jersey area. So here is a spoof of a song by Huey Lewis and the News that was back in the 1980s, and the song was called Hip to Be Square. And this one is called Hip to Be Square, which, of course, is the Square Hasidim, centered mainly, of course, in Israel and in New York. So here are the Yeatles and Hip to Be Square.
Because Ruben told me he would meet me in a square circle.
So, what's the point?
Hey, by the way,
yes.
I heard this thing I'm already saying at the spirit record, they have flat heads.
Flat heads?
Yeah.
Flat hats, maybe not flat heads. Oh. Sorry, you hit the beast there. So hip, it's hip, it's hip. Oi, oi, what? Oi, my back, your back. It's not so hip. Oi, no.
They recorded back in 1988. They're the Yeatles, and a spoof of the old song by Huey Lewis in the News. It's hip to be square. Huh. See, it's also hip to be square. So hope you enjoyed it. Well, we'll step aside now for the mid-break, and then we will be back with the second half of this morning's program. Stay tuned. Be right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
All right, let's continue now with the second portion of the program. More comedy. Here are the great Barton brothers, stellar Yiddish-American comedians, late 1940s and 50s. And they had that famous hit, Joe and Paul, and followed it up with another many recordings for Apollo. Here one from 1949 called The Cut Speech. Here are both sides of the original 10-inch 78. Let's take a listen.
Gehen lachen und freilach me gehen machen me sehnen schein a wieder du me gehen auf die Erde me suchen jetzt to you and you now don't you be a square. Mir haben neue Sponsors, as I hear of me and of say.
Hey, zuchen, pay, zuchen, schockel, se belt, der bleiben ye, it's good for everything. Lach, zuchen, taf, zuchen, hol ihr, zuch, kauf, dann eie me, leave the dishes in the sink.
Cut speech.
Mamas, Cairo mamas. Pistol packing mamas. As a man rief der Gruppe der Nacht, na sucht sag, darling, ich kenne ich an der Henke mit paar Sapper. Ich hab a meeting from the lodge. Oh, ihr seh a paar Skidner, Ligner, er geht er weg in a hotel. Dorten trefft er a schöne kleine Blond. Sie gehen er auf abstairs, setzen sich er weg in der Rum, empfangen uns zu spielen Gin Rummy. Sie knackt mit a paar Points, er knackt mit a paar Points. Na so mamas knacken sie beide weg a ganze Nacht.
Hey, zuchen, hey, zuchen, schockel, zuch, belt, der bleib je, it's good for everything. Lach, zuchen, taf, zuchen, hoi, zuch, kauf, dann I am mean, leave the dishes in the sink.
Cut speech.
Männer, als ihr habt zu rauf in der Früh, ihr kennt nicht gehen zu der Arbeit, sit doch bei dem Kopf, es brecht auch der Plätzes, wuss ihr darf tun, es exercises. Euer Weib rief nach schön, hey, hey, eure Kinder riefen nach schön, old man, eure Freund riefen nach schön, dem Säger, Pfarrei bereichischen half past six. Kimmt darauf zu Moishe's Muscles Emporium. Wir wollen auch machen Ink mit verschiedenen Exercises. Vom jetzt als Satisfied Customer besteht du bei dem Mikrofon Mr. Blair. Mr. Blair, such die Menschen, wo sie die gekriegen von unseren Exercises.
Ich hab gekriegen eine Kille.
Hey, Zachen, Bey, Zachen, Schockel, Zach, Bell, der bleiben je. It's good for everything. Lach, Zachen, Taf, Zachen, Hoi, Zach, Kauf, dann I am me. Leave the dishes in the sink.
Gestern hat er gemacht, lebe dick, es dreht sich über, wird man auch machen, Freile.
Now here's side two of the original 78.
Mamas, als euer Mann setzt er weg bei der Nachtessen Supper. Fuß geht drin zum Essen. Ihr sollt mal entschuldigen, Black Market Meatballs. Mamas, nimm käfen sein Gesind. Geht runter in der Butchershop und kauft dem Mother Brannigan's kosher Meatballs. Und vielleicht ist euer Mann ein umgekehrter Schlupfer. Eine ganze Nacht, er hebt sich und er dreht sich. Mamas, geht ihm also 6 Balls aufs Essen. Er wird sie nicht mehr heben, er wird sie nicht mehr drehen. Er wird liegen dort und teut.
Hebt sich und dreht sich und schockelt sich, weil der bleibt ihn. It's good for everything. Lacht sich und tapt sich und holt sich, kauft ein Ei am Mien. Leave the dishes in the sink.
Hot speech. Männer, weißt ihr, als ein Mann eit, darf nicht schuben Kaffees. Als wenn er wird geboren, halt man ihn. Wenn er geht zu der Kippe, fährt man ihn. Wenn er starb, trug man ihn. In sein Schicksal kriegt er.
Hebt sich und dreht sich und schockelt sich, weil der bleibt ihn. It's good for everything. Lacht sich und tapt sich und tollet sich, kauft ein Ei am Mien. Leave the dishes in the sink.
Godspeed. Mames, hat ihr eine junge Tochter in der Heime, jo 15, 16 Jahre alt, wo es trug zum Vorder mit Lipstick und dreht sie mit den Hinten als eine verblondete Katschke. Sie sucht euch, als sie geht machen Homework bei ihr Girlfriend. Mames, ist das erliegend. Sie geht weg in den Paramount Theater. Dort steht ein ausgedachter, ausgehickter Flocken, wo singt sich ein Liedl und teilt, Mäusche deckt der Ziedefies, sich wer das stickt. Ich nehm dich gar 5 Minuten, kommt sie zu ihrer Scharbucher mit der langen Jackets und der kurzen Kopfs und er swingt sich eine Toilet Chain. Er gibt ihr eine neue Zigarette auf dem Markt, was heißt Maharaja. Mama, sie versmuckt dem Zigarette. Ich nehm dich gar 5 Minuten, wird sie sein ein Mellow Ketzel. Wird sie mit euch sehen, als ob ein Bialystok Plätzl.
Hebt sich und dreht sich und schockelt sich, weil die bleiben hin. It's good for everything. Lacht sich und tapt sich und holt sich, kauft ein Ei am Mien. Leave the dishes in the sink. That's all.
And they recorded back in 1949, the great Barton Brothers, and one of their many recordings. They were what you call back in those days, Ben, I guess sort of naughty was what you would call them. And their comedy was very endearing to everybody. Everybody loved to have a good chuckle, especially these sort of allusions that only come out in Yiddish. They don't come out in English. They're not as funny. But they were way ahead of their time talking there about the girl going to the Paramount Theater and buying marijuana from some sharp dude dressed in what they used to call a zoot suit, and they had these long chains and a sphinx of a toilet chain. And it, like I say, and it was very, very funny back in the day, and they sold tons and tons and tons of records. They saved Apollo Records from certain bankruptcy, so the Barton Brothers very, very fondly remembered to this day. Well, let's continue now. Here's an interesting recording by the group called the Klezmorum, and there was this revival of klezmer music, especially back in the 1980s and 90s, and these guys and gals were all really, really fine musicians, and they took the klezmer stuff and they branched out, so that's what I thought made this next recording so very interesting. Here is a klezmer treatment of a song made famous and written by Duke Ellington, a song called Digga Digga Doo. Here are the Klezmorum recorded back in concert in 1987. We'll be right back. They recorded back in 1987 in concert. They're the Klezmorum bringing the house down with a klezmer version of the famous Duke Ellington song Digga Digga Doo. And, of course, the great Duke Ellington, born and raised right here in Washington, and one of the great musicians, band leaders of all time. And that was the Klezmorum from back in 1987. Hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a nice version of the Lacha Dodi program, or poem, I should say. And this by the group The Meshav Band, who's been putting out stuff for a long, long time. This one from their special Shabbat album, of course, fitting for Lacha Dodi. And there you had it, the Meshav Band that's been getting it done for a long time.
Very nice.
And that one, of course, Lecha Dodi.
All right, very good at that. Well, let's continue now with a little baseball story, because we are in the middle of baseball season, and this is a song from the first Journeys album that came out back in 1984, and a nice song about baseball, and it's a place in way outside of the field, as they like to say, and this called The Ninth Man. So let's go back now to 1984, the very first Journeys album.
Young Yeshiva boys way back in 65. We were known throughout the city as the bums from the east side. In school we never studied, all we did was laugh and play. No Rebbe ever lasted long, they all just ran away. Rebbe tried to teach us Torah each and every day, but we just closed our eyes and ears to everything he'd say. And all we liked to do, we sit and watch our TV sets. We talk about the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Mets. Well, the principal brought the new Rebbe in the first day of the term, and he said to him, show discipline, be strong and tough and firm. Don't think these youngsters run the school, he said with a big frown. And by the way, for the next few weeks I'm going out of town. But this here Rebbe, he was strange, he never lost his cool. He just kept on teaching while we broke all the rules. And though we hadn't even learned a single word all year, it was Pesach time already, and the Rebbe was still here. Rebbe tried to teach us Torah each and every day, but we just closed our eyes and ears to everything he'd say. And all we liked to do was sit and watch our TV sets. We'd talk about the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Mets. When Log Ba'Omer came around, it was time to play that game against those boys from Brooklyn. How we prayed it wouldn't rain. All nine of us got on the bus with our gloves and bats. Rebbe also came along in his jacket, tie, and hat. Right from the start we all could see things weren't going right. Some big strong kid from Bensonhurst had hit one out of sight. And just when things were looking up, the tide about to turn, our catcher went and broke his leg while sliding into third. It's a forfeit, cried the other team, you only got 8 guys. No, we don't, a deep voice said, much to our surprise. And since I am their Rebbe, well, the fair thing it would seem is let me be the ninth man, the ninth man on this team. Rebbe went, picked up a bat, faced the pitcher with a smile, knocked the cover off that ball, went about half a mile. He flew around the bases, score the winning run. We danced and cheered until he said, now boys, you owe me one. The next day in the classroom, no one moved and no one stirred. Rebbe started teaching, and his voice, it could be heard. We all said, hey, it's interesting, the man, he is no bore. The legendary East Side bums were gone forevermore. Rebbe used to teach us Torah each and every day. We opened up our eyes and ears to everything he'd say. No more did we sit all day and watch our TV sets. We talked about the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Mets.
And they recorded back in 1984. They're from the very first Journeys album. They're the story of the ninth man, and a little baseball story for baseball season. It is very funny when we think about it. While I was playing, I was thinking, many of the Rebbes who I knew growing up, especially my revered Rebbe and teacher, Rabbi Gedalia Einemer, may he rest in peace, many rabbis were complete baseball nuts. And I don't know what it was, what it is rather about the game of baseball, but somebody, you know, who stood there in a big black hat and a very imposing large figure with a long beard and would sit there and tell you all about how they should have tried to sacrifice bunt and would have scored the winning run. Uh-huh. It's just, it's amazing when you think about it. For some reason, baseball, more than any other sport, is a big hit amongst the Orthodox community. So there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that. The story of the ninth man. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is one that we are going to continue with that is a collaboration of a few different artists. This one by Ari Goldwag and, of course, the group Sheves Achim. This a song called Min Ha'olam.
Thank you.
And there you had that one, of course, by Ari Goldwag and the group that is coming out of nowhere called Sheves Achim. And that one, a nice one called Min Ha'olam.
Very nice. Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. Here is a singer, comedian, Pina Goldstein, who came from Argentina and recorded this LP for Tikva back in 1960. It's an expression in Yiddish that your grandfather, may rest in peace, used to say all the time. Das Rädel dreht sich, the wheel turns. And boy, there's a lot of deep meaning in that expression for sure. So here recorded in Argentina, here is Pina Goldstein and Ernesto Honigberg's orchestra and Das Rädel dreht sich.
Das Rädel dreht sich, das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich herauf in den Ruf. Das Rädel dreht sich, das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich und stellt sich in den Stub. Nächten bestieg ur gewöhner Gewehr, in Heint ist das ganze Vermeiden bei mir. Weil das Rädel dreht sich, das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich und stellt sich in den Stub. Ich kenn a Gewehr, is a reich und a schier, in a hot as a Bombe Geld. Lebt nicht, der staubt nicht, der geht nicht, der steht nicht, meint, as a hot schon die Welt. Noch wird kommen der Tug, wird's in ihm sein a klug, in die Rut wird's a Kuhnheben drehen. Wo's Teug as a Leben, nur nehmen nicht geben, der Fall sing ich ihm dem Refrain. Das Rädel dreht sich, das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich noch mit Nahrung. Das Rädel dreht sich, das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich und stellt sich nicht um. Nächten bestieg und geweiner Gewehr, in Heint ist das ganze Vermeiden bei mir. Weil das Rädel dreht sich, das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich und stellt sich nicht um. Man läuft, man juckt sich, man stippt sich, man schluckt sich, es ist eine schickene Welt. Nimmt man keine Zippe, a Weibel, a Klippe, nur sie hat, weh es mir, a Sach Geld. Sie hat Ambitions, sie macht Propositions, sie bleiben mit mir gut allein. Sie hebt unter Zählen, kein Geld wird nicht fehlen, in ich sing ihr an dem Refrain. Das Rädel dreht sich, das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich herauf in der Ruhe. Das Rädel dreht sich, das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich und stellt sich nicht durch. Nächten bestieg und gewöhner Gewehr, in Hand ist das ganze Vermeiden bei mir. Weil das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich und stellt sich nicht durch. Gewehner Gewehr, in Heint ist das ganze Vermeiden bei mir. Weil das Rädel dreht sich, es dreht sich und stellt sich nicht um.
They recorded for Tikva back in 1960 there, Pina Goldstein, together with Ernesto Honigberg's orchestra, and this Rädel dreht sich, the wheel turns, like he says that. He said, yesterday, he said, you were a rich man, but today, all of your wealth is in my hands, so you never know. Things come and they go because the wheel turns, the Rädel dreht sich, a Yiddish saying of deep, deep meaning for sure. Well, let's continue now. More Hasidic music. Here's Dov Hoffman, recorded back in 1985, and this from the Prayer of Ahura Inena, recited before the Shema in the morning. And in Nusach Svard, the word maher, hurry, we ask of Hashem, hurry and bring the redemption and all the good things. And this particular recording made back in 1985. Very, very nice one. Here's Dove Hoffman and Maher.
Hayr mayar ba kan pis kolores kan pis kolores my view by view by you line me mer khu khayem khayem beshuloy me hayr mayar ba kan pis kolores kan pis kolores mich vayr oy la goy mayal saburayli mayal saburayli oy me soyli khayni yakhas mayel
recorded back in 1985 there, Dove Hoffman and Maher of Ahova Eilaini, as he says, and asking Hashem to hurry and bring the redemption to us. And like I say, that one word added into the Nusach Svard, davening in the morning, and hope very much you enjoyed that. Well, we'll continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we're going to continue now. Here we have a really nice song, this one by Amram Adar, who has had a bunch of great songs recently. This is a song called Rokdim Halayla.
יש כאן מסיבה, עוקדים בחווה, עוד לית שמתנגן. בוא ותרגיש את האווירה, תרגיש את השמחה, לקצב תתכונן. ובידיים כפיים גבוה חזק, הלילה כל אחד מוזמן. ובינתיים לחיים ועוד כוס אחת, מזל טוב לכלה ולחתן. Yeah.
And there you had it, that one. Amram Adar, and that is a song called Rukdim Halayla. And we thank everybody for listening to the program this week via your favorite podcasting apps. You're either listening on iTunes or Spotify or through the website. So make sure that whatever route you are listening to it, you know all the options that you have available. We love the podcasting apps because you can download, like, subscribe, all those great things about the podcast. So make sure you continue to do that and continue to enjoy the show.
Absolutely. Well, let's continue now. Here is Shar HaNagina, another Hasidic group recorded back in 1992, and Uvne also. They're recorded back in 1993. They're Shar HaNagina, a nice Hasidic group there, and a very nice selection there for Uvne Osa and from the Daily Davening, and hope you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Here is a very, very nice recording. We got into the cantorial feature here, and today we pay tribute, really, to the most famous Chazan of all, the great Chazan Yossel Rosenblatt. And he is the most well-remembered of all the Chazanim of the Golden Age, and even now, you know, all these many decades after his passing in 1933, he still is the gold standard of all Chazanim. In my humble opinion, I think that his particular genius was the melding and the meshing of the Eastern and Western Ashkenazic traditions and sounds in his pieces and compositions and in his chazanas. He also made many, many, many recordings for several different companies, and such left behind a huge body of work. Also appeared in various motion picture appearances. He was even in the first talking picture, The Jazz Singer, with Al Jolson for many years. He had a permanent pulpit at the First Hungarian Congregation, Oham Tzedek, which is still in business today, at that time located in Harlem in New York. And like I say, so very, very well remembered. So let's go back now to 1918, over 100 years ago, and from the daily prayer book, Yishtabach, and from the morning davening. Here is the late Chazan, the great Yossel Rosenblatt. recorded for Columbia Records back in 1918, 103 years ago.
Very cool.
The great Clausen Jussel Rosenblatt, the unforgettable voice and artistry that he had. And to be able to sing in that gorgeous falsetto and then to go into full voice without taking a breath is just, and then go all the way to the top of your range. He was amazing. And he passed away back in 1933 at the age of only 51. He was working on a film in what was then Palestine, showing like the sights of the Holy Land. And he had a heart attack and passed away right during the filming of the movie. And there were 20,000 people at his funeral in Tel Aviv. And Rav Kook, at that time, the chief rabbi of Palestine, spoke at his funeral. And one of his sons, Rabbi Samuel Rosenblatt, was rabbi of the Beth Tefillah congregation in Baltimore for well over 50 years. And so a tremendous legacy. And like I say, his recordings are beloved to this very day. And we'll have another one coming up after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now. Now, here's a very interesting rare selection. This was recorded about 1922. It is for the Hallelujah, which is Psalm 113, the first full paragraph of Hallel. It is a piece that he wrote at the top of the sheet music. It says, dedicated with highest esteem to Warren G. Harding, President of the United States. So apparently this composition was sung in front of President Harding. And so it just goes with the reach of Rosenblatt in the early 20s was one of the most popular singers in America, really, of any song. And, you know, he brought tremendous respect and honor to not only to the Jewish people, but to the cantorial profession in particular. Now, the interesting thing about this recording, and I can't figure it out, it doesn't appear on any discography that has been done for Rosenblatt's recordings, and his American recordings were all done for either Columbia or Victor, and this does not appear, which leads me to believe that it may actually be from a motion picture appearance and as such recorded a little bit later. In any event, a tremendous, tremendous piece. I actually used to sing this over in Baltimore, and in the first tenor, which I sang, there are about 25 high A's, which at about 9 o'clock in the morning are take some effort to bring forth, but of course not if you were Rosenblatt, as you will hear in just a minute. So here the great Clausen Jussel Rosenblatt, his own composition for Hallelujah from the Hallel.
Hallelujah, 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 Allelu, 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 allelu. Ii shema do shema voirat veyato.
Recorded about 1922 there, the late Chazan Yossele Rosenblatt, the most famous Chazan of them all, and his own composition for Hallelujah, Psalm 113 from the Hallel, and hope you enjoyed it. A piece, like I say, written in honor of the President of the United States at the time, Warren G. Harding. So the popularity of Rosenblatt to this very day amongst the lovers of not only cantorial but of great music cannot be overestimated. Well, it brings us to the end of the program. We got it done, Ben.
We
finally
did.
2 hours in and out, and hope very much enjoyed it. We will, God willing, be back again next week and all the weeks thereafter, and I hope very much that you enjoy the program. So this is Larry Shore telling you to be well. Zeit gesund. Have a great week, and thanks so much for being with us. Don't forget, Tell your friends about the program, too. The more the merrier here on the program.
And this is Ben Shore. Thanking everybody for checking out the program this week. We will see you next week for another edition of the show. It was good to be back with you all. And until then, once again, thanks for listening.
Until then, Larry Shore saying be well, Zagazin, Tatekedavach. Have a great week and be with us again next week for another edition of Washington Jewish Radio. Until then, have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.